This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be able to visit with Dr. Yelle Aluko. Dr. Aluko's got this fascinating career. He's a cardiovascular surgeon, physician by background, practiced for a very long time, was a complete leader at a health system, the Novant Health System. Now he's the chief medical officer at EY. EY, of course, is one of the largest organizations in the world and highly, highly regarded. Yelle, a pleasure to visit with you today. Can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Scott, for having me today. It's my pleasure, my honor to be here with you today. My name is Yelle Aluko. I was born in Nigeria, West Africa, and I came to the United States for medical training. I trained at the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Columbia University, as well as Cornell University Medical Center and the University of Massachusetts Medical Center. Through those organizations and through that journey, I eventually became an interventional cardiologist, after which I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina to begin my professional practice in the private practice of interventional cardiology.
And talk to us a little bit about, first, immigrating to this country. What was that like? Was that scary, exciting, interesting? What was the mindset of that?
Well, I went to medical school at the University College Hospital in Ibadan, Nigeria. So I got my medical training internationally, and it is a very elaborate process to get credentials to enter a residency or a fellowship program in the United States. It's very challenging, but also the opportunity to get trained and exposed to sophisticated and cutting edge healthcare was very exciting. And, you know, fast forward a number of decades, looking back, it was well worth it.
Right, because I'm about the same age as you. When you say a number of decades, it makes me feel old, so I wish you wouldn't say that. Yeah, wait, let me ask you this question. You've now transitioned to the leadership position at EY. And what's that transition from being a full-time practicing physician and a leader in medical practice to now in an health system to now leading an area and working with EY?
That's an interesting question, and I do get asked that question a lot. Suffice to say, as you well know, I practice interventional cardiology in North Carolina over the span of about 25 years. I began a solo practice initially and eventually became the president of the second largest single specialty cardiology practice, interventional cardiology in North Carolina. Now, specific to your question, along the way, about a decade ago, I did a Master's of Business Administration. And having done that, I developed different interests within the industry, more from a macroeconomic perspective, trying to understand how organizations can codify value and deliver value to the consumer. And that led me to explore opportunities outside the bedside delivery of healthcare. And 4 years ago, I joined EY, where I currently am the chief medical officer. And it's a completely different environment, different ecosystem, as one can understand. But I am now exposed to a large portfolio of clients across the country, indeed, across the world, and have an opportunity to sit at the table with very, very influential and strategic thinkers around the industry. And what we seek to do, and what I seek to do, is to provide insight both from a clinician's perspective who has walked the walk and talked the talk at the bedside, having pressed the flesh of patients, and also bring a business understanding to try to facilitate meaningful conversations that drive transformation within the industry. So in my work at EY, as chief medical officer in our health consulting practice, I do have additional responsibilities across all industry sectors outside healthcare as well.
And what are some of the most interesting things that you're watching this year? Obviously, there's a huge response by industry and healthcare to COVID-19. Are there other big trends that you're watching too? What are the big trends and interesting things you're looking at this year?
Well, obviously, Scott, prior to COVID-19, we have always kept our finger on the pulse of the mega trends that are creating both headwinds and tailwinds within the industry, be it digital transformation imperatives, the awareness of consumerism and the demand for more transparency in healthcare organizational performance and costs. Clearly, telemedicine has become a very poignant need, but COVID-19 has definitely created a whole new perspective around healthcare delivery, not just within the industry, but also within all businesses, because it's become very clear that all businesses have been impacted by COVID-19, and therefore all businesses are now reassessing how they develop insights into the health of their workforce. I'm working on a lot of interesting client needs that are focused on understanding workplace safety, workforce re-entry strategies, identifying how you can mitigate risk in the workplace and identify vulnerable populations in the workplace, in the workforce. And of course, the issue about the vaccines and how vaccine administration can be equitably administered. And then again, the issue of vaccine hesitancy. Health equity is a big, big issue that we are developing competencies around.
With vaccines, how quickly is this going to move along? Is this going to start to move along any faster than it's moving? Do you have a sense of that?
The rollout has been lower than expected, but I anticipate that with that awareness, there are going to be more competencies that facilitate that. I do believe that with the incoming administration, there is likely to be a more standardized approach and a more accountable approach, providing more support to the states so that the entire supply chain can be optimized that will result in administration of the vaccines. Furthermore, there's going to be an increasing pipeline of vaccine manufacturers. So by the middle of this year, we will probably have a portfolio of at least 5 vaccines that will increase the capacity to supply the demand.
Let's hope so. From your mouth to God's ears, ELA, Dr. Iluko, what do you view as, you've made yourself a home at EY, you've become a leader there. Never easy to transition from one sort of professional practice to another. You've done a tremendous job. What do you view as sort of your big priorities for this year? When you look at this year coming forward, where does Dr. Iluko spend his time?
Well, I spend my time on a number of things, but I will say that one priority clearly is providing insights to our client organizations, both within healthcare and across multiple industry verticals around, first of all, the understanding on health disparities and the aspirational goal to achieve health equity, and to be able to inform healthcare provider and payer clients as to how to position themselves to develop competencies to deliver health equity. Now, the issue about health disparities is not a new one. This is a conversation that's been going on for more than 100 years. What we seek to do at EY is to further the conversation from just a conversation and a theoretical concept from an academic perspective to solutioning and developing product within the ecosystem that enables providers and payers and other stakeholders to actually begin to deliver health equity. Now, what I'm saying around health equity is much broader than health equity. The industry, we must admit, has not been able to actually transparently measure performance. So as we try to re-engineer the DNA of health systems to transparently deliver value, ultimately elimination of health disparities will occur.
And are there healthcare leaders or leaders that you particularly admire, that you look at and say, that's a good role model for others. Anybody that you see out there that you think of like that, that comes to mind?
There are several. Definitely, I would look to Eugene Woods, who is the chief executive officer at Atrium Health. He has built a very solid pedigree of achievement over the years, over the decades, and continues to do so. I would say the same about Carl Armato, the chief executive officer at Novant Health. There are several. There are several inspiring chief executive officers, but even as important, there are several executive team members, there are several middle management professionals that are knee-deep and knee-deep in the trenches, but are working fastidiously in a very fragmented, a very complex ecosystem to try to deliver value to the consumers within the industry.
Thank you, Dr. Iluko. Dr. Iluko, it's always a great learning experience for me to talk to you and hear from you and what you're doing. You've had this tremendous career. You're a tremendous leader. I can't thank you enough for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.